Good morning, Church. Thank you, Lucy, for that introduction. Great to be with you this morning. It is a good day to read in the notices that Reverend Tim Burton and his wife Aruha are originally from Australia. It's not a good day to admit my New Zealand birth, my New Zealand heritage. Well done. Well played, England, yesterday. And I'm going to draw reference to that in just a moment or two. If you enjoy your rugby, so do I. We set off from Sheffield this morning. You may also have seen here it says that until recently I was senior pastor at the Sheffield Church, the Nazarene. I resigned from that role. 1st of September was my last Sunday. And we're kind of in the in-between. It was very clear from the Lord it was time to say we need to farewell one place without knowing what the next place is. So it's been a journey of faith for the last couple of months. And it seems that that journey of faith is going to continue for a bit longer as we move out of the residence that the church has wonderfully provided, graciously provided for us through to the end of October. This week's a big week of our packing up and hitting the road, wondering where the road's going to lead us. It's been a journey of faith, and that's been okay because we know that God is with us. So as we took off this morning, having remembered to put our clocks back so that we weren't going to be here before all of you, just the wonder of the beauty of God's creation as we came across the Pennines for what may be the last time, for who knows how long. We've just really enjoyed life in Sheffield for the last 3 years, three and a bit years. We moved here from Australia, hence the Australian connection. So, g'day mates, how you going? Both my wife and I are New Zealand born, but moved to Australia as young adults, raised our family there. And feel like both countries equally are home. We've just come back from a holiday down under where we visited family in both Australia and New Zealand. So if you ask where we're from, the answer is both. And just pleased and thrilled with the journey of God thus far, how he's led us and how he's going to lead us on. We have full confidence in him. And a reminder of his goodness and his grace as we made the journey this morning. And I said to my wife, I just broke out into prayer, saying the beauty of the autumn colours across the Pennines. If you haven't done it yet, just make any excuse to go for a drive, get a cuppa and drive back before the snow started to hit. And a day like today was beautiful. And to say, Lord, we've got a destination we're looking forward to. Brooklands Church of the Nazarene. Got to be there for about 10:30. Don't be late, don't be late. So we're praying for the destination. And we've been looking forward to this morning. And what a beautiful time this has been in worship and the word. But the beauty started as we awoke this morning with a sense of God with us and to take the drive and his beauty displayed around us. There's no other word I think I can use to describe how I'm feeling right now but an overwhelming sense of God's beauty and your worship, our worship this morning has increased that. I don't know your names, but the worship team here and our pianist over here, and each one who's prayed and delivered something, has blessed my soul. And I trust that where you sit, you feel equally blessed by being in this place on this day. And that blessing won't suddenly away because I've started talking. We want to get into the word and be faithful to that. I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. And at this point, usually, your speakers, your pastor may decide that's a great time to pray, but close your eyes as if you're about to pray. But instead of turning your attention to God, you may yet, I want you just to think about the things that matter most to you. And this is where you say, well, that's God. The things of this world, the things of this earth, the things that you enjoy doing, the things that you feel passionate about. What do you give your time and your attention to? Think about that for just a moment. Things that matter to you. Are you thinking about people? Are you thinking about places? Are you thinking about activities? I thought about my mum over the last couple of days, praying for her turning 89 in 3 months' time, and a picture of my mother who I visited just a month ago, sitting in her chair, still in her home, thank you, Lord, for good health, loving putting on songs of praise on the TV, knitting away for her great-grandchildren, little outfits that they'll just, the things that she's passionate about, that she still has the capability to do. Happy in that space. What's your space? For me, it's rugby. I'm built for it. From the land of New Zealand, it's just in the blood. And I had to learn not to care too much about rugby. You see, I had the opportunity to do this 16 years ago, 2003. The World Cup, Rugby World Cup, was on in Australia. Who won that year? England's thus far only victory in a Rugby World Cup, 2003. New Zealand lost then again in a semi-final to Australia. If we don't like to lose to anybody, it's just, well, South Africa and Australia and England. Well, anybody, we just don't like to lose. And I can remember on the Saturday, I'm preaching on the Sunday morning. And on the Saturday, I'm watching the game. The church was opened up, big screen, watching the game. Very clear that, again, like yesterday, New Zealand's not playing well. Australia was dominating. They ended up winning. I left the game at halftime. God, just want to... We can't win this. I'm just going to stew in silence in my own house. Had my daughter with me, young one, putting her in the car, banged my head. Now I've got a splitting headache, just feeling yucky about everything. Game finished, and I want to kick the cat and throw things and just